Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about exchanging properties.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I'm out in the world today talking to people and trying to break loose some inventory because we have a problem in our area, and it could be to the advantage of some sellers who have had single family investment properties, small single family homes, who want to get out of the landlord business.
And it's possible to take a series of houses that you own, those rental houses, dispose of them in sales and do a tax-deferred exchange into other types of property that would be less management intensive or less intrusive on your personal ownership rights.
The neat thing about the 1031 exchange is you can go to another type of real estate. You don't have to stay in single family residential investment property. You can go to apartments, you can go commercial. You can go out off the grid of what you've been dealing with recently with tenants and maybe plumbing problems on your weekends and things like that. Not to mention the challenging new shift in the landlord's rights statewide for the property and the process of vacating and rent increases.
I can tell you, you need a good strategy and a solid understanding of the 1031, but it can be done, and it can be done really nicely in this market.
The homes are selling within 19 months of their list date, and they're selling at a median sales price of $355,000. So if you're under that price point, you could come to me. We would consult on how to put all those on the market in a timely manner, get them in a tight time frame so that we could hand the money over to Bob and get you invested in what you want to be managing at this time.
It's an interesting game, but again, I need to emphasize, do have a strategy. If you price them poorly, if you overprice what you have, and one sells and several others don't sell, you're starting to destroy your buying opportunity with the 1031. You've got a huge opportunity right now, as long as it's done with a good, solid strategy. And I'll help you with that strategy. That's an easy thing to deal with.
That's right. You want to understand your opportunities, where you're going next before you let go of what you have. We understand that. But what's important is if you take that money out of this high maintenance, high liability situation as a landlord, put it into a lower maintenance, lower liability situation and not have an impact negatively on the income. Seems like there's no downside. So give us a call if that's of interest to you. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.